At Oakland's Lake Merritt, child care workers, parents, and activists gathered to call attention to the lack of funding and support for affordable child care. It was one of more than 85 actions in 26 states. Mary Ignatius is executive director of San Francisco-based Parent Voices California. She said the California child care industry is struggling and needs more help from the state government.
Providers will not be able to stay open. They are hanging on by a thread. We are losing providers every single day. We have classrooms that are called dark classrooms because not only are the lights off, but they don't have they can't attract the staff to open those classrooms.
Much of the American childcare industry relies on government funding to function. While some providers have direct contracts with the state, more receive funding through vouchers, which are often provided to eligible families who couldn't afford childcare without assistance. However, there are far fewer vouchers than there are families that qualify. In California, over 2 million children qualify for subsidized childcare, but as of 2022, only 1 in 9 received it. Mary Ignatius with Parent Voices California says this is because the demand for childcare far surpasses supply. Due to low pay and lack of funding, fewer workers are entering the industry and fewer providers can afford to stay open. Vouchers are based on what families in the area can afford and not on what childcare actually costs to provide. Contract-based pay, meanwhile, has not been keeping pace with state minimum wage. According to a UC Berkeley study, small, home-based childcare workers can make as little as $16,200 per year. Governor Newsom's latest May budget proposal does not include increased funding for childcare. Caroline Carpenter is an Oakland childcare provider. She said the governor is trying to balance the budget on the backs of low-income families.
We have been asked as childcare providers to subsidize childcare for our families rather than be paid the true cost. And families have been asked to subsidize the budget. We are the ones continually saving the state and shouldering the burden of budget cuts. It is time that Governor Newsom ask the corporations and the rich to pay their fair share.
The state budget for the 2021 to 22 fiscal year included a plan to increase the number of new subsidized child care slots by 145,000 over the next 2 years. However, with the latest budget proposal, the remaining 80,000 still unfulfilled slots are now on indefinite hold. Ignatius said the state's child care system is entirely dependent on state funding.
We cannot fix provider wages or expand access to early learning opportunities without funding. They can't just be words on a paper. They have to be backed up by real dollars.
Child care unions and parents' organizations have given state lawmakers 10 days during which they can sign on to the pledge to support child care providers. For KPFA News, I'm Ben Klein.